Many people embrace renewable as the energy source of the future. In Milwaukee, the city has installed solar panels on the Central Library and has formed partnerships to drive down costs for home installations. Well, along the Milwaukee River, there's a unique renewable energy project underway. The River Revitalization Foundation is working with a San Francisco-based nonprofit called Revolve, whose mission is to help other nonprofits and co-ops crowdfund solar projects. One of the ways they do this is to enlist teams of college students to spearhead local projects. Lake Effect Susan Bentz met the team leader, electrical engineering senior Mike Ballow, who begins by sharing the origins of Revolve.
So it all started out 5 years ago. They did a project out in the Bay Area in San Francisco. They used Indiegogo as their crowdfunding platform originally, and that lasted for 3 years. They did one project each year. And then they're like, hey, let's start this solar ambassador program to get college students involved and spread solar throughout the community, get solar education, and just get people excited about solar. So they started that, launched their own webpage that has their own crowdfunding platform. There's six other teams throughout the country. Every project lead gets flown out to the Bay Area over summer. All paid expenses included, so that's nice. And you get trained on solar financing, solar policy, just a lot of important stuff that I say you wouldn't really learn an undergraduate degree.
So this is a lot of new information for you.
Yes, definitely.
So then you came back and you formed a team?
So our team was already formed. It was, I believe, five people at that point. There's officially seven of us now. But we also kind of have like an outer circle that helps promote us well. That's really important because it's fundraising. Fundraising's tough. You need to get the word out to as many people as you can.
So how did you then team up with River Revitalization Foundation?
I lucked out there, actually, because last year's project was at the River West Co-op. The executive director there is Vince Bushell, and he's also works here at RRF. So Annie and Vince were able to set up next year's project at the River Revitalization Foundation, so I walked in on that.
The goal of the fundraising is to finance the entire project, the panels, installation, right?
Yes.
In this case, you were all saved a bit because they were able to get donated panels.
Yes. Getting the solar panels donated by Helios was huge. It brought down the cost roughly $1,500. I mean, the more expensive parts of a solar installation are the inverters, just the labor and everything like that.
Sure.
But still,
it's still a nice little chunk.
Yeah, it's still very nice.
So then you have 45 days to pull this off from,
yes.
And how is that 45 days set?
I mean, it's kind of a general period, just a general rule of thumb when it comes to crowdfunding. The way ours is going, it may get extended another week, and that's due to some logistical things where some staff at Revolve quit and got new jobs, so it kind of slowed some things up, and it was tough to communicate with Revolve and the team, so it might get extended another week, but it is what it is, and the campaign's at 46%, and we're doing great.
Cool.
And we still might be getting a generous donation from the Wisconsin Association of Energy Engineers. That's all still in the works, but we're more than likely going to be getting another generous generation from them as well.
So talk a little about, when you kicked off the campaign, tell me what was involved. What is the outreach in terms of letting people know that there's this opportunity if they want to support solar?
So throughout the past year, we've done various tabling events and we've produced a massive email list. So we sent out our campaign video to everyone. We had a newsletter sent out to everyone when the campaign kicked off. We did a kickoff fundraising activity at Upper 90 Sports Pub downtown. Just to get the community excited about us. We also did a kickoff guest speaker event / banquet at the Fireside Lounge in the Student Union. And we had Andreas, he's the executive director for Revolve, flown out. He gave a great presentation. Professor Kuzner, who is working on a smart microgrid project through the university, he gave a great presentation as well. And we just got to get in touch with the community more, and we reached 30% within the first 2 weeks,
right.
Which is great because as a crowdfunding campaign, if you reach 30% in the first 2 weeks, the odds of it being successful are, I forget what it is, but I think it's over 90%. Things are looking good.
So let's dip back a little bit to Revolve. That's a nonprofit organization, right?
Correct.
Tell me a little bit more about it.
So as I said earlier, they were founded 5 years ago by Andreas Cardenas. And his whole mission was just to bring solar to a market such as nonprofits and cooperatives or community serving organizations that don't really have a good chance of getting solar installed because they don't pay taxes, so they can't get funding from the government or whatever sources it may be. And he just realized, like, hey, this is a market where we can get solar installed on these various nonprofits and just get it revolving. It's a very innovative finance model. I mean, there's similar finance models in various other respects, but hey, if you get one solar system or installed, that will in return fund three future projects. Because as local nonprofits such as the River Revitalization Foundation pay back Revolve over their 20-year lease-to-own contract, they're still saving more than 15% off of their usual energy bill, but part of those proceeds also go into the solar seed fund, and that's what funds future projects. Hence the name Revolve. Eventually, the solar seed fund will grow so big that there will be really no need for teams like ourselves because they'll be completely self-perpetuating. Yeah.
So when did you get interested in solar, and why do you think?
I've wanted to be an engineer since I was like 12 or 13, believe it or not. And then I entered college at first wanting to go into freshwater resources, but I was always interested in renewable energy. And I started out as a civil engineer, but I was like, hey, I really think renewables and solar is my passion. So I made that switch second semester freshman year, and I can happily or proudly say that I made the right choice.
UWM engineering student Mike Ballow is heading the effort to raise money to install solar panels on the River Revitalization Foundation headquarters along the Milwaukee River. Since Susan Bentz spoke with Ballow, his team has reached 48% of its goal, and the campaign has been extended and will be ending on Monday, April 10th. You'll find out more about Revolve and local solar efforts at WUWM.com.